Keeps me plaintive, my high hopes keep me alone. My lover's will is shaken, I wish she would just come home. So tell me, Mrs. Reader, what's it say in my tarot? Read my poem and tell me, why do lovers come and go? Is she coming round for me once again?
From his Life's Too Short album, is one of the kings of power pop in the Moxters' opinion. That's Marshall Crenshaw here on the Viva La Mox radio program with Better Back Off. Before that, some Gin Blossoms with Mrs. Rita. An interesting backstory, not just on Mrs. Rita, but Gin Blossoms in general. So their first album, actual album came out in 1989 called Dustin. It came out on a small little record label called San Juancito, I believe. And then they got signed to A&M Records. And they're like, wow, we're on A&M Records, which is awesome. But they were falling into this thing that's called the sophomoric slump, where you put all your really good stuff that you've been working years on that first album, and you don't have a lot of follow-up. So they're having a hard time coming up with that follow-up album. And they ended up putting out an EP called Up and Crumbling in 1991, which featured Mrs. Rita amongst some of the other songs. And then finally in 1992, New Miserable Experience came out, and that had, you know, Found Out About You, Allison Road, and of course, Hey Jealousy. All those big hits were on that, but Found Out About You, Hey Jealousy were on Dusted early versions. They were all re-recorded. Yeah. Mrs. Rita was actually on that New Miserable Experience, but I don't think was one of the singles, but a song I felt was worth playing. Sadly, after New Miserable Experience was released, they actually let go Doug Hopkins, who was one of the big songwriters in the band. And the sadly part is, he actually, he was facing, he had mental health issues and was fighting alcoholism and he took his own life in 1993. So my story then moves on that their biggest charting hit, I think it hit number 8 in the States, wasn't Hey Jealousy, wasn't off of New Miserable Experience. It was off the Empire Records soundtrack. A song called Till I Hear It From You. And they had lost Doug Hopkins as a, you know, off that first album. So they actually recruited in Marshall Crenshaw to help them with that song, and became their biggest chart topper. That's my Gin Blossoms story for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, before the Gin Blossoms, what else was in that set of music? How about some brand new music from Nick Frater? New album's called Earworms, Not Born Again, the track you heard. And then speaking of brand spanking new music, new music from Pittsburgh's own A Money in the Downtown City, with a track called Fantastic. A-Money reached out to the Moxter and said, Moxter, I'm giving you a sneak peek at our new single. Feel free to play it. And of course, I played it. Good track. Hey, if you've got a track, in fact, I'll say it. I debuted it on WRCT just now. You heard it. You witnessed. You consumed it. If you've got a track, let's say you're in a band, you're like, I think the Moxter would play this. Shoot me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is the email address that I answer the most frequently, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Some wonder stuff for you. Radio Ice Kiss on the air. Kiss on the air. So it's like, man, no one cares.
Sugarfoot, I need ya. Sugarfoot, 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 I love ya. Sugarfoot, 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 I need ya. I need ya. I need ya. Oh, you're so edible. You're incredible. My Sugarfoot foot. I'm out of pace a little. Mama, wanna taste some pills. My Sugarfoot foot foot.
That is the Scottish band The Delgados from their 1996 debut album Domestiques with Sucrose, which I don't actually think you have to roll the R when you say it, but if you're going to put out a sugary pop song, why not just call it Sucrose? Hey, speaking of sugary pop songs, brand new music from the brothers Steve with their song Sugarfoot from the new album Dose. Played some Partridge Family in there. Why not? Come on, get happy. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want you to be happy. I'm happy. You know why? Because you're listening to my program. That's why. It's all about my ego. Not all. Most of it, though. Speaking of ego, Wonder Stuff start off that entire set with their single Radio Ass Kiss. My My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Talking about all that sugary sweet goodness of the pop music I've been playing. Why not tell you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, but they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, I was talking about sugary stuff. Guess what? They actually don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. And they're committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more by going to their website at spackbrothers.com. For more information, 412-362-SPACK. Again, spackbrothers.com. That's S-P-A-K brothers.com. And the phone number, 412-362-7725. Now, I'm a little excited because this band came on my radar probably within the last 2 years. They're called Spy Genius, and I'd heard in late November they released a brand new album of all cover songs. So, A, I was like, hey, I really like this band, and now they're going to do a bunch of cover songs. New album's called Blow Their Covers, Spy Genius. Cute, cute, right? And I just got it in the mail today. Spy Genius taking on the Soft Boys.
Blinking on and off, it's the queen of eyes. With a carapace shell and her black lens thighs. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Mucky the Big is out on a limb. He's looking for someone to investigate him. I don't know why he never gets anywhere with you. Here I am again, it's no surprise. Locked in orbit round the Queen of Eyes. All I ever got from her was lies. In this horrible age of abuse and decay, it's good to know that somebody's looking okay. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Gets anywhere with you. I know.
in all the villages in town, and all the farmers hanging round. We're going up to everyone we meet, shooting off the mobs around the street. And look at all the locals getting down, 'cause it's Natalie's party.
That's Love doing the Burt Bacharach, Hal David penned My Little Red Book here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Love, a band from Liverpool named Shack from their 1999 release HMS Fable and Natalie's Party. Also play some Rain Parade in there as well, because you are my friend, and it is true. If I were actually on the face space, we'd be friends. We would. And I start off the entire set with some Spy Genius from the Blow, their covers album. With their cover of the Soft Boys' Queen of Eyes. Gets us to where we are now. We're about, let's say, 16 minutes before the end of the hour. So let's keep the rock and roll going. Let's turn it up just a little bit. With a great rock and roller with some phenomenal pop sensibilities. Talking about Joe Jackson.
Pretty soon now, you know I'm gonna make a comeback. And like the birds and the bees and the trees, it's a sure fast smack. I'll speak to the masses through the media. And if you got any good to say to me, you can say it with cash. Cause I got the trash in, you got the cash, so baby, we should get along fine. So give me all your money, cause I know you think I'm funny, yeah.
to love, find me somebody 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 to love.
Somebody to love, whoa, whoa.
from their 1977 debut. That's the band Detective with their song Detective Man here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you're unfamiliar with Detective, I'll tell you how I discovered this band. It's a, I'll call it a unique story. So, Mockster, big fan of WKRP in Cincinnati. All right. I think that should be obvious. There was an episode where they were basically telling the story of the infamous Who concert in Cincinnati, where they had the general admission seating and people were trampled, and there were some deaths and all of that back in 1979. Well, WKRP approached the subject, but of course they couldn't use the Who. They had to have their own band. They had a band called Scum of the Earth. That was the band that they were promoting the concert. And I noticed in Andy Travis's office, there was a very vicariously positioned record, and it just said Detective on it. And sure enough, it was the band Detective was playing Scum of the Earth on the episode. The band Detective also featured Michael DeBar on vocals. Yeah. What else should I tell you? Oh, how about the other songs in there? How about some Hawkwind from 1975? From a Warrior on the Edge of Time with Motorhead. Played some MXPX, yeah, some Magnified Plaid in that set, doing their cover of Queen's Somebody to Love. And start off the entire set with some Joe Jackson, because I'm the man. No, actually, you're the man. And you're the woman. And you're just you. Hey, you know what? More than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, struggle with hunger. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating at feedingamerica.org. This message brought to you by Feeding America, the ad council, and your good friends here at WRCT. My name is Paul. If you have a suggestion for a song for a future show, please send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As you are listening to Viva La Mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. It's time for Viva La Mock.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the pain you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girls.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think you're acting, but you're not.
My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Sodom used on lock. I am the pull-up, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
You think he's happy, but he's not.
Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark.
Don't stand too close, 'cause I might slip into your pose. No use hanging, hanging on to hope. Catching hell is like a chill in June. It's a never too late and it's never too soon. There's a fever sweeping sound of the old man's broom. Ain't no antidote, no substitutes. I am my own ghost. Take the lasso or take the shadow in my direction.
from their Nature Film album. That is Columbus, Ohio's own Scrawl here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Scrawl, how about some Beat Happening with a Cast of Shadow in that set of music. Also went back to 2004 for a release called If Not For Hovering by a band named Joss. Drummer actually sent that to me back in 2004, and I still have it, and I still play it. So, Chris, if you're listening, still playing your music. The song was called My Own Ghost, and start off the entire set. Speaking of My Own Ghost, Lou Reed. Lou Reed started off the set from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is... It's Paul. It is. It's Paul. But people call me the Mockster because it's a show called Viva La Mock. And it comes to you each and every week at this very time. And I want to thank you for joining in and tuning in and figuring out what's going on. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I got to figure that out, too. Hopefully I have time to do that. What I do have time to is go back to an album that came out in 1998, but the advance copies of it, which came out in 1997, had a completely different track listing, and they scrapped it, went back, and then reissued it. We're talking about the Come Clean album by Bloomington, Indiana's own Mysteries of Life.
Is there something to say after a long goodbye? It's never too late.
this is a meager percent. Like it's all that he's got, like it's all that she meant. He knows if she could, she could take it somewhere where his dreams would be free to get tangled up in. Know about it. No, no. Slipping in between her legs, he decides it's a good place to be. It's a great place to hide from the love that he's had, from the love that could be. Know about it.